It's 11:58, and this is today's Midday Interview. I'm Pat Marriott. We have a lot of drama coming up this weekend in Wilmington, and among the most serious and intellectual of it is the Burial at Thieves, which will run this weekend and next, Thursday through Saturday, with Sunday matinees at the Main Stage Theater at UNCW in the Cultural Arts Building. Dr. Paul Castaño, who was the founding director of the theater department at UNCW, is the director of the show, and he's with us today. Paul, hello.
Hi, good to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you with us. The Burial at Thieves is a play of Seamus Heaney, the contemporary Irish playwright, and it's almost a direct translation of Sophocles' Antigone, and he's brought a particularly Etruscan spin to it. Tell us briefly, Paul, if you would please, about the production of The Burial at Thieves.
Right. So it's a version of Antigone, a more contemporary version that was originally commissioned by the Abbey Theatre in Ireland. So it has a contemporary kind of flavor to it. My take on it was to go with an Etruscan model that last summer I was in Italy in Viterbo, and by wandering through all the artifacts, the sarcophagi and so forth, this was a culture that really featured prominently women and featured this notion of burials. And this is what the main theme basically around Antigone or Burial at Thebes is, you know, who's going to get the proper state burial, mm-hmm. and who doesn't. And these two brothers, Polynices, ends up not getting the burial. So that's becomes the main thrust of Antigone's mission, is to bury her brother.
Now, you have put the Etruscan twist on it. What particular twist did Heaney put on it?
Well, Heaney's was more political. It was much more, I didn't want to do another Antigone production in corporate suits, basically, especially with students. So we wanted to have it be a bit more colorful and kind of capture the classical period, more or less. I also wanted to bring in a Dionysian element, which is this idea of music and dance and chanting and so forth. So we really investigated this part of the Etruscan period, which copied a lot from the Greeks, but brings in elements that usually aren't brought in anymore into productions of Greek tragedies.
Now, for those who have not seen Antigone, what is the very basic plot synopsis?
Well, basically, it comes down to the fact that her two brothers have been killed in this battle. Eteocles gets the proper burial, and Polynices, who was kind of a rebel, is left to rot out on the field. So she goes to bury them against the edict of Creon, her uncle, who has now become ruler. So there's a clash of wills between Antigone and Creon, which basically drives the plot.
And Seamus Heaney has twisted it into a modern version, and you have twisted it into an Etruscan
yes,
version. Is your cast all students?
It is, yes. We have a great cast of theater majors.
Tell us about the principals.
The principals, we have some of our finest actors, senior actors and juniors that are performing in it. Daniel Houston, who was recently in a production of Low Hanging Fruit. Robert Smith is playing Creon. I recently worked with him last year in Middletown. And Julia Ormond, I think she was just nominated for one of the Wilmington Awards. So she's a very fine actress. And we're also adding an element. Eurydice is having a bigger part. Eurydice is Creon's wife in this production. So by featuring women, we're giving, and of course we have women in the chorus, so Creon is, in a sense, in a world of women and having to navigate himself through that world.
Outstanding. I'm chatting with Dr. Paul Castaño, who is the director of The Burial at Thebes, which is coming up this weekend. It runs Thursday through Saturday evenings with a Sunday matinee at 2 on the main stage at UNCW Cultural Arts Building, and the same thing the following weekend. You can get tickets at the door or probably preferably in advance at the Keenan box office or online at the UNCW Arts.
That's correct, yes.
Number. Okay. Paul, tell us about your involvement in this particular play. What kind of music aspects enter in?
Well,
we have some authentic Greek music?
Yes, we do. The original song of Sekalos actually is the oldest extant Greek tune, and it's going to be in there. We open the show with it.
Is it really?
Yes, it is. It is. And they're chanting it. So what happened when we auditioned for it back in the fall one of the auditionees is a violist, and they said, well, maybe we'll put you in the show with a viola too. So she's become a major element in it. So we have music, and it's all live music through the viola, but also the singing. Now they're singing a cappella, but they're also singing chants from the Greek. We made up several melodies to go with the odes. So some of these odes are sung. Now, this is really the way the Greek theater was done. You know, it's not as dry as one might think.
Tradition has it that Sophocles wrote the music himself.
Yeah, well, I wrote part of the music here.
Wrote part of it.
I guess I feel somewhat, that's great that the legacy comes from Sophocles.
What's the role of the chorus in the production?
The role of the chorus is, it's an interesting thing because one thinks of the chorus in musical comedy as advancing the plot. Here they're commenting on life. They're commenting on what's going on in the play itself. They're commenting on, for example, that Ismene and Antigone come from the cursed house of Oedipus, you know. And so that there's a lot of kind of backstory we're getting from the chorus. They're also adding the entertainment value, I think, of singing and dancing.
Sure.
You know, so there's that. And I've added a satyr character to bring in that Dionysian element.
That's wonderful. What would you like me to get out of it if I went as an audience member?
Well, I'd like you to, on the theatrical level, to realize that Greek tragedy can be quite entertaining, that there's a serious component to it, but that it juxtaposes with this aspect of theatricality that's often missed in contemporary productions.
Absolutely wonderful. I plan to go, and I hope everybody who's listening today plans to go,
yes,
to The Burial at Thebes, which will run this weekend and next, Thursday through Sunday, with a matinee on Sunday, at the Cultural Arts Building on the Main Stage Theater. Dr. Paul Castaño, who is with the theater department at UNCW, is the director of the show. He's the founding director of the theater department. And the play is actually The Burial at Thebes by contemporary Irish playwright Seamus Heaney, but it's an adaptation,
yes,
of Sophocles' Antigone. So if you love ancient theater and ancient music, this show is for you.
Yes.
The tickets are $15.
I think that's where
for
I
the
guess.
General public, mm-hmm, and $12 for seniors. It's a real bargain. Paul, thank you so much for being with us today.
My pleasure.
And it's my pleasure to have talked to you today. I'm Pat Marriott, and this has been the Midday Interview on WHQR.